From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, politics in the nation's glam capital, L.A., is going to elect a new mayor tomorrow. First, the lead from the other glam city across the country, that would be Washington, D.C., where the Senate this week will try to sort through the issue of the filibuster. This is a Senate procedure to basically stop whatever may be going on, in this case, President Bush's nominees for federal judges. Democrats are threatening to filibuster against them. That means making long speeches until the other side just gives up. So Republicans want to change the rules and get rid of judicial filibusters. And another nomination could still be filibustered, another subject, the president's choice to be U.N. ambassador. That's John Bolton. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is here to look ahead at this week's developments. Ron, this changing of the rules, they call this the nuclear option. This is actually finally going to happen?
Yes, Alex, it's going to begin happening this week. But watch for a slow-motion train wreck in this case, because when the Senate goes about doing anything, it does so in a deliberate fashion. It looks now as though we'll start the clock Wednesday on 100 hours of debate, and after that there will be a vote to move to a final vote on one or two of the president's appeals court nominees who have been held up. And that will take 60 votes, and it will fail. So then the Republicans are going to try to lower the threshold and say, let's change the rules and allow a final vote with just a simple majority. And that's the moment of truth. That's what they call the nuclear option.
Just a little question here. Could the Democrats filibuster that? Could they just keep putting this off for forever and saying, we're never going to let this question come up?
They will be forced under this particular procedure to take an up or down vote on a ruling of the chair. And the chair in this case would be the Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, who's already made it clear he would do this. He would invoke the nuclear option and try to change the rules on the filibuster.
A poll out today in Time magazine says most people think the Senate should not change the rules. Is that going to give anyone pause there?
Probably not. Polls on this particular subject go in different directions, although this one obviously will be cited by Democrats. Republicans will say, if you ask people, does every judge nominee deserve an up or down vote, that question polls quite positively. So I think people will be listening primarily to their strongest supporters, and they're the people who are asking for these rules to be changed.
So what about the other kinds of filibusters, and what about Mr. Bolton?
Well, Bill Frist, who's the Senate Majority Leader, says that he's really only trying to change the rules with respect to judicial nominations, not ambassadors or cabinet secretaries or people of that kind. But it's not clear exactly how you would draw the distinction between one kind of advise and consent and another kind. And the Bolton nomination, as you know, got out of committee last week without an endorsement, without a recommendation. But it's going to come to the floor. And because there is no endorsement, I think the Democrats have a little leverage for a full-fledged debate there on the floor. And they're already, they've got a hold on the Bolton nomination, which is an implicit threat to filibuster. So we may see that issue joined on John Bolton as well.
A hot subject, just generally the UN this week.
Yes, the United Nations Oil for Food program is under investigation by the UN. It's also under investigation by a subcommittee of a United States Senate committee. And Norm Coleman is the chairman of that subcommittee, and he's pursuing this quite aggressively. And they're bringing in a number of people tomorrow to testify on this, including a colorful British parliamentary member, a member of parliament named George Galloway of the Respect Party. And he's accused of getting a lot of money from the Oil for Food program from the United Nations.
Thank you, Ron. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, he writes the Watching Washington column on our website, npr.org.